beautiful. It's great. So we had to rebuild on the original site, but it's more than double the original size, and it's got everything we ever hoped for in a museum, and it's open to the public today. We had an open night last night for residents and families, and the feedback has been phenomenal.
The Museum of Free Derry is very much a community museum. It's in the community, it's rooted in the community, and that is an absolute central part of your ethos.
Oh, definitely, and it's for the people, by the people, so anything that's exhibited in the museum has actually been donated by the community itself, so it gives them a sense of ownership of their local museum, you know, and it's not just Bloody Sunday. It's wider than that. It's the entire Free Derry era, so it encompasses the Civil Rights Movement and Operation Motorman, Battle of the Bogside. So generally just a really pivotal part in the Bogside's history, and it's all quite relevant and important.
There's an old saying that in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you were, and the museum has a big role to play in charting the history of the Bogside, but also pointing the way towards where things can go from here.
Well, that's it, exactly. It's all about education now, really, isn't it? And about learning from the mistakes of the past and making sure they never happen again. So that's the remit of the museum these days, is to sort of remember and educate. And it's a very important part of our history that we should be making the most of.